Buongiorno aus dem schönen Chianti. Willkommen zurück zu einer neuen Episode meines Podcasts Auf ein Glas Wein mit Nina in Chianti. Ich bin Nina und ich liebe Chianti Classico. Und mit diesem Podcast will ich dich mitnehmen in meine Chianti Classico Welt und dich teilhaben lassen an Gesprächen mit Winzern, an meinen Eindrücken hier im Chianti und dir so viel wie möglich über Chianti Classico erzählen. Das typische Smalltalk-Thema ist natürlich das Wetter. Das kennen wir alle. Heute bin ich bei Piero Lanza wieder einmal auf Foggiarino in Rada in Chianti. Und wenn Piero über das Wetter zu sprechen beginnt, dann ist das alles andere als Smalltalk. Es ist viel mehr profundes Wissen in Kombination mit fast 30-jähriger Erfahrung im Weinbau. Nicht umsonst spricht man ja bei Wein über den Jahrgang und der ist nun mal maßgeblich vom Wetter bestimmt. Neugierig fragen viele Weininteressierte bereits sehr früh, wie wird denn der Jahrgang dieses Jahr? Aber ehrlich gesagt kann man das vor der Ernte überhaupt nicht seriös beantworten. Aber man kann ja mal so einen kleinen Zwischenstopp einlegen, wie wir heute machen werden. Und zwar werden wir zurückblicken, was das Jahr 2024 bis jetzt zu bieten hatte. Jetzt, das ist übrigens Anfang Juni 2024. Und mal sehen, was uns Piero heute dazu erzählen wird. Ich denke, es wird spannend. Wie immer mit Piero. Piero spricht leider kein Deutsch und daher habe ich das Gespräch mit ihm in Englisch geführt. Buongiorno, Piero.
Buongiorno.
Thank you for being here with me for another weather update. In 2021, we did a regular podcast explaining the weather during the growing season of the grapes. I think I have been here for three times this year. And I've got a very nice feedback from my clients as well, because they said, oh, funny to hear what is the experience of a producer during an vegetation period. And it was also a very nice vintage at the end. We can be happy. Today I would like to speak about what's going on up to now in 24. And perhaps we'll speak a little bit about other vintages. Let's see what's happening. But before we start, following the title of my podcast, for a glass of wine together with Nina. So we have a glass of wine on our side. And can you tell us, Piero, please, what is in our glass now?
Well, in our glass, there is a wine called Nuovo. This is a play of words because Nuovo means new and Uovo means egg. So Nuovo Uovo. Actually, it's Sangiovese, yeah. 100%.
Which is not such a big surprise at Foggiarino.
Absolutely, yes. Mostly we have Sangiovese here. Coming from at least 20 years old vineyards, okay. As the old vineyards produce more tasty grape if they are in good condition, of course. And so tasty grape means more complex wines. Mm-hmm. And also I select for this wine a big bunch. Mm-hmm. A big mm-hmm. bunch, they produce wines that has a little higher acidity, mm-hmm. a lot of fruit. Medium body.
Okay.
Because when I make this wine, I don't want to do a wine with too full body. I want to do a wine that, after the pressing is already quite well balanced in phenolic. Mm-hmm. Then this wine, after the fermentation that is in normal cement concrete tanks, I rack in these eggs. We have eggs.
But you don't take eggs you use for your egg in the morning. It's a very special egg, I have to say.
It's a very special egg. Our egg that are is the material is cement and are 650 liters big. They contain 650 liters of wine. And what's happened in the egg is...
And the shape is... the
The
egg.
Shape is really an egg.
So you have to say it's a tank in the shape of an egg made of cement.
Exactly. So if you imagine an egg, it's exactly that one.
Okay.
It's the same. So what's happening in the egg is that for the shape of this tank, I have in the wine micro difference of temperature, and this bring a slow moving of the wine from the bottom to the top. It's really very slow, but the wine always move. So the fine sediments that are in the wine, they never settle down. They never sediments. They never go down. They're always together with the wine, and this bring lot of complexity in the wine. I like to say that the egg is an increasing of terroir. So a wine that come from a very vocated land as where are my vineyards that I'm lucky to work in this land.
Yeah.
The taste of the land increase in this wine. So the wine has a lot of complexity, lot of minerality, lot of energy. And these come from the grape, from how I ferment the grape, and then from the aging in this egg. So this wine will never see the oak, only concrete eggs. Also, what's happening in the eggs is as the eggs inside are not painted, the wine touch the concrete, the wine gets some oxygen because the eggs are porous.
So it's like in the wooden barrels or in the oak barrels,
yes.
The oxidation,
yes.
But not with the taste or the tannins of the wood.
Exactly, yes. And the oxidation of that the wine have is not as much as in the oak. So it's a little bit oxygen. This is why this wine age a year in the egg, mm-hmm. and then at least 1 year in bottle before go mm-hmm. on the market. In the glass, we have the vintage 2021. That was a fantastic vintage. And
because we did the podcast?
Yes.
Perhaps.
and this wine was bottled January of last year, so
okay.
it's already one year in bottle. But of course, it's a wine that have a very very long life, so it's nice to drink now, but it has a great potential also
so
for the future.
I would say let's taste it, Piero. Thank you for your time in advance. Oh. I remember very well when I've tasted the first time directly out from the egg.
Yeah.
We have been doing a tour before through your vineyards, and it was mid of February. It was one of the first warm days here in Chianti.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's now 5-6 years ago. And you told me about your terroir, and of course our terroir, as everybody produces. Talks about, and then we come into the cellar, and you said to me, "Okay, let's taste out directly from the barrel and from the egg." And as you said, now it's your expression more out of the territory. And I said, "Okay, again."
The same words I was.
And then I have smelled the first time, and then I totally understood what you mean, because it's really another expression of your land.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best possibilities to smell where you are working on or what you are working with.
Exactly. Yes, it's true. It's really true. So yes, it's and this is vintage 2021. Maybe we can say some words about this vintage. It was quite warm, as more often we have summer that are very very hot, but the great difference in 2021 was the month of September,
mm-hmm.
as we after few storms, after few rain, we had a very cool, almost cold nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember we used to have like 33, 34 degrees during the day and 3-4 degrees during the night. So when you have this big gap of temperature 30 days before harvest, the last step of ripening of the grape is perfect because the grape ripens slowly. The last 10 inches that built in the skin, they built slowly. The sugar level doesn't increase too much, so the alcohol at the end in the wine is not too high, and the acidity stay there with the aromas. So the big difference in 2021 was this very cool, that we often have cool nights in September and late August, but it was almost cold. I remember it was harvested in the morning with 3 degrees. That is quite unusual.
But it's not only your Nuovo, which is beautiful in 21. It was also, or is also, your Base Chianti Classico, we call it here in Italy, which is the regular Chianti Classico 21.
Yes.
The so-called Annata, we also say here. And I saw that because you released it last year, and I saw that you received a number of very, very good ratings for this Base Chianti Classico. And I want to pick out one of the, I think, very prestigious awards. It was the wine magazine Wine Spectator, which is also every year selecting the best 100 wines of the world.
Yeah.
100 wines of the world, which is really incredible, because we have a world full of wine, and to select out the 100 best, I think it is also a tough job. And then to find out what what is really the 100 best five, and you reached your Chianti Classico for the Annata, which is really, really, I can underline it so often, because usually a Chianti Classico higher category like Reserva or Gran Selezione gets such a great result, but you did it with your Annata, and you, as I remember well, you took the 45th place like this,
43, 44.
Like that. So it's incredible to be under the best 50 wines with Annata. I can't, because usually EGTs from Tuscany, because we speak about the world, there are wines from California, from Italy, from France, of course, from Spain, from every prestigious wine region. And there is the Chianti Classico 21 Annata of Piero Lanza from Pocerino. Wow. My compliments, because it's really...
Yes, the Chianti Classico, I like to say, is my business card. As in total, in Pocerino, we produce approximately 70,000 bottles.
Yeah.
And of Chianti Classico, we produce 45,000 bottles. So I say my business card because it's the wine that go more around the world, that must have always a very high quality, because they represent Pocerino. When we also get new clients, they always start, of course, to buy the Chianti Classico, and then they keep going buying the other wines. It's the wine, I must say, for me, is more difficult to produce, because the Nuovo come, as I was saying before, a selection of old vineyards. Mm-hmm. So I go around the vineyards, at least old vineyards, and I select up and down to the vineyard the best grape. The Chianti Classico Riserva Bugialla come from a single very old vineyard that produce every year the best grape. The Chianti Classico come from different vineyards of the winery, more or less old. Mm-hmm. So to have a high quality in this wine means that all the vineyards are in good condition, well balanced, that produce all good grape.
Mm.
So basically, this is the blend of Pocerino vineyards, the Chianti Classico.
This is real, the real expression of Pocerino.
The expression. This means that we are in a very vocated area, and that we work well in the vineyards.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to do a wine from a top vineyard, but then you need to do a wine that comes from all the other vineyards, a high quality. So yes, it's I'm very proud about the score we had with this top 100 in the world. It's actually the second time, with the first time was with the Chianti Classico 2010.
Okay. Wow.
And yes,
it was not an easy. This was not an easy vintage 2010.
It was quite cool, quite rain. But vintage like that, if you can bring good grape at home, give the best wine.
Yeah. Okay. So, would you agree if I would say 21 is perhaps one of the best vintages we had for Chianti Classico and Sangiovese in the last 20 years?
Probably, yes. I can put together with 2010 and also 16.
Yeah, 16.
16 was also very, very good vintage.
Another character of 21.
Yes, another character, maybe a little bit tannic aggressive soon because the acidity was very high, but now it's coming out really very well. So if you have some 16 Chianti Classico at home, I think you will enjoy a lot now. Open a bottle.
I know I have some in my private cellar. I have to do it. I have to open it. Just a few bottles. I call you always my weather guru because also today when I come here, we started immediately talking about the weather. And this is my expression I always have when I'm visiting you here at Pocerino. And because it's really, you know everything. I think I can tip you during the night and say, Piero, how was August 2011, let me say. And you will say, okay, that was that. So you're really precise on it and you're well in remembering. And because you have now more than 30 years of experience.
Yes, my first vintage was 1988.
Oh, so it was my first vintage as well here in Tuscany, but not working. I'm just was here. It has been just my first time here in Tuscany. Interesting. So you are my weather guru for that. I always say, if there's somebody I ask for weather, when concerning Chianti, I go to Piero. What can you tell us up to now about 24? Because we know 23 was a difficult year. Perhaps we can compare it.
14.
Now. What happened up to now? Are you satisfied? I know.
Okay.
You can't say vintage will be good because we have to wait until the grapes are in the cellar.
Okay.
But what would you say now? Was it enough rain? Was it too much rain? Was it cold? Was it too hot? Was it for you, especially here in Rada or Pocerino?
We had, unfortunately, as more and more often happened, we had a very warm winter.
Yeah.
Often we have here winter coming quite early. So in December was quite cold. And with rain, and we thought, okay, this is just the start of the winter, and then we will have a very cold January, February. That usually in the past was the coldest month of the year. I remember when I was working here in the 90s, middle 90s, freezing January, February, March, was working in the cellar with the hands almost ice. Mm-hmm.
so it was so cold.
Yes. So we had just maybe 10 days of real cold. So when I say real cold, that means below 5-6 but it was not so cold. But we had quite a lot of rain, from October until for all the winter. And then in the spring, as more and more often happened, we had a very early spring, March. March was warm. We was working in the vineyard almost in t-shirt. We had a lot of water in the ground. So the vines start to grow very, 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 very fast. Mm-hmm. Very, very. So the growing season start very early. I remember just before go to Vinitaly, that was early April. The vines was already out. Mm-hmm. That's quite unusual. And even if we try to prune later, because later we prune more, later the buds opened, but we can't wait too long. Yeah, these are techniques that is more and more used to prune later than is possible. But then there is a time that is late March that you need to start to
you have to do.
And then we had from middle of April the weather was broken. And we start to have rain, lots of rain, with cold weather in general. So the vines, we was quite early with the growing season. That is not good because I don't like to harvest too early. So if you start early, usually finish early the season. And we was also worried about the frost, because we can have frost here until late April. Okay. Fortunately, from middle April, the weather broken and it was cold, but very wet. So when it's raining, when it's cloudy, we cannot have frost.
Yeah.
So we can have maybe
there's
1-2 degrees, but never below zero. So we was on one way, unhappy to have this weather, but on the other way, happy to have this weather because at least we had no problem of frost.
As a human, you have been not happy as a producer, as wine producer, you have been happy with that weather.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Two personalities in your heart.
Exactly. But at the same time, because we had a very early growing season, we immediately had to spray the vineyards to protect to the disease.
Yeah. I just want to ask, because it means sprouts are out. It is okay, it's cool, but it's wet, and the plants want to grow. Let me say it that way. So you have to protect them because they're very small and very fine and sensitive.
And anyway, this fungus that can do damage on the vines, they start to reproduce at 10 degrees. So even if it's cold, it's easy to have 10 degrees. So when it's humid and over 10 degrees, we have this risk of fungus. So we had to spray. Coming back from last year we had a very, very wet May, June, and some winery, we didn't, but some winery lost almost all 50% of the production. Everybody was much more awake to say, okay, we don't want to do what happened last year.
And so everybody starts spraying.
Everybody spraying. As soon as it's raining, after spraying, maybe even
what are you spraying?
We spray copper.
Yeah.
And sulfur.
Okay, so
we just spray. We are organic. We are certified organic.
Yeah. And these are two things they are allowed to spray.
They
are allowed to spray.
They're allowed to spray. Yes, we have for organic agriculture. We have a limit of copper we can use every year.
Okay.
But yes, we did that. And then I must say that May was more or less on the same way of April. So we had the rain quite often. Some areas of Chianti Classico, unfortunately, we didn't. But some area had very heavy hail.
Yeah.
And this is more and more often a problem we are having in the area.
You're speaking about now, about 24, no? Because we were just jumping. Yeah. Okay. So many had hail in May.
Yes.
Hail. This is also new, huh? Because I know hail is usually in summertime when we have thunderstorms, but in May, May or April hail is also another.
Yes.
Let me say new thing, which is not a good thing.
It's new thing because we have this extreme climate condition. Mm. So it's arrived this cold air that catch with hot air, and this bring.
I remember I was here end of March, beginning of April, and I went home on 7th April. Home means to Salzburg. And when I get out of my car, it has 28 degrees in Salzburg. On 7th April, not on 7th August, on 7th April.
Yeah, yeah. So it was the same.
It was the same. And then the cold weather comes back, and so the kale came.
We was at the Vinitaly at that time. It was very, very hot. And the last day of Vinitaly was very, very cold. So it's like this. So, but speaking about now, is the secret, the situation now? The situation is that the good news is that we have plenty of water in the ground. So we had some vintage with very dry summer that in one way is with dry, very dry spring that in one way is good because we don't have to spray too much, but on the other way is very scary because usually here in summertime doesn't rain, so we need water for the growing season. So we have plenty of water. We are still having some rain, not as much as last year. So the situation is not as difficult as was last year. Mm-hmm. We are awake to spray. We need to spray every week, approximately. We expect to have a very hot weather. So summer should start next week from, I would say 5-6 days from now. And the vineyards at the moment are very beautiful, are very healthy. I haven't seen problems in the vineyards at the moment. The leaves are very green because I can see we have a lot of lights now because days are very long. It's warm and not too warm. The water is in the ground. So vineyards are growing very, very, very well and very fast. This time of the year, vineyard can grow almost 10 centimeters a day. So they grow
10 centimeters
a day. They grow very, very fast.
We are
in full flowering.
Okay.
That you should be in the vineyard to smell the hundreds of different aromas we have during the flowering. That is really beautiful time of the year.
Okay. I've never did it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the flowering should finish next week.
Yeah.
So we are in the right target. Usually for us, a normal flowering time is at the end of the month of May. And, we just waiting now. We are just at the start of the growing season because we will start to see the bunch of grape growing day by day next week. And so the way it's very long. But we hope that after so wet spring, we will go to a more stabilized weather. And we have plenty of rain, water in the ground until August, when the grape will start to ripe. And then we will see what is going to happen.
Yeah, we will see what's going to happen.
The way is very long.
Yeah, the way is long. But what would be your wish if there would be a fairy and she's coming, said Piero, which weather do you want to have?
Well, what I want now, it's a good weather. No rain, not too much humid in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes some showers. So. With no hail, please.
Yeah, no hail, okay.
sometimes can happen, but not too often. But basically, I like summer where the sun is not too strong.
Mm-hmm.
We are having here more and more strong sun, hot sun, that can make problems on the grape when the grapes start to ripe. So when from green become dark. So of course dark grape catch more the sun, so we hope to don't have this high temperature as almost more and more often we are having. I had to change strategy in the vineyards comparing with 30 years ago. I was taking out many leaves around the bunch to catch more sun was possible. I was doing a green harvest to have less quantity, better quality. Now it's different. We keep for longer time or grape on the vine to slow down the ripening. We spray a dust of rock that is white. So we almost paint the berries with this white dust of rock that clean out with the first rain, but protect the grape from the sun, reflect the sun.
So you do, let me say, a white skin of powder skin,
yes,
on the grapes,
yes,
to avoid that there's too much sun on it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So
I should come once in August to see it because I've never seen it before.
Or send you some photos.
Yeah, that would be great.
But yes, what I hope to have is a normal weather. We are having more and more often extreme climate conditions. So if I put together all the rain we have year by year, comparing with the past, I would say it's almost the same.
Yeah.
So we're not having more rain or less.
Yeah.
We have more concentrate in some weeks, in some months. And it's also the high temperature altogether are almost the same, but they are more concentrated. So the weather is very much up and down. It's something we cannot control. We must work with that.
What do you get?
We must invent a new strategy in the vineyard to work with this condition.
Mm-hmm. And the most important thing are the last two or three weeks before harvesting.
It's the key of the vintage. So if you bring, if you have a healthy grape until late August, then the month of September, we usually harvest here between end of September, first week of October, is very important. To do a good vintage or to do a great vintage. Mm-hmm. So what we want in September is this big gap of temperature between day and night.
We had in 21.
So slow down like 21. So this slow down the ripening of the grape. So bring more complexity and tasty grape.
Cool nights for the fruity wines. Warm days for ripening well.
Exactly.
To have nice tannins.
There's need to be wind, not too much rain, not too much humidity. In Rada, we are quite lucky on this way because Rada is one of the coolest areas of Chianti Classico. As the vineyards are quite high, but most important of this area is the forest.
Yeah.
87% of the land of Rada, 87, is forest. So the forest produce oxygen during the night and help to cool down the temperature. And also the hills around the vineyards here in Rada are almost little mountains, are very steep hills that really make a sort of micro climate. It's like an enclave, Rada, in the Chianti Classico. So we have really a very special climate. I remember when I was was making wine in late 90s, Rada, in the late 80s, Rada was not so well known because the climate was different, was much cooler.
Yeah.
And some vintage
probably too cool
was too cool, and the grape didn't ripe so well. Mm. Some vintage, so high acidity, green tannins, wine not very very much enjoyable to drink. And so with this general warming we are having, rather we had an advantage on this way, but it's hot here anyway. I can tell you that it's always cool. So we have to work with that, and we have to try the best. The beautiful part of the job is that we work with the nature. That is a difficult in one way, but it's very beautiful on the other way.
So let me say, just cross the fingers for you, for all the other wine producers here in the region, that summer runs well, no hail, not too hot, not too dry. And we wish you a perfect September, let me say in that way. And I have to say grazie, Piero, for your time and for always your deep dive into your world, and that then you take us always with you, and it's always interesting listening to you. And all I also learned a lot today. Thank you so much. Grazie, grazie, grazie.
Thank you very much. And we'll let you know in September how the summer was and how the September is going.
And we hope it will be a great vintage 24.
Grazie. Ciao,
ciao, ciao, ciao, ciao. Also ich finde, da waren heute wieder viele interessante Dinge von meinem Wetterguru aus dem Chianti Classico zu hören. Hoffentlich hat auch dich, Piero, heute mit dem einen oder anderen Detail überraschen können. Ich für mich kann nur sagen, ich lerne immer etwas dazu, selbst wenn ich einen Podcast mit Piero aufzeichne. Wünschenswert wäre, wenn diese Episode etwas dazu beitragen könnte, dass man ein wenig besser verstehen kann, warum es immer herausfordernder wird, Qualitätswein herzustellen, und das nicht nur im Chianti Classico. Wenn du noch Fragen haben solltest, die sich vielleicht heute für dich ergeben haben oder überhaupt zum Thema Chianti Classico, dann nützt die Chance und schreib mir eine Nachricht. In den Shownotes findest du einen Link dafür. Ich freue mich auf deine Neugier. Ich sage herzlichen Dank an Piero Lanza für seine Zeit und vor allem aber für seine Freude, uns an seinen Erfahrungen teilhaben zu lassen. Und mille grazie auch an Christina von Phoenix Podcasts. Du, liebe Christina, gibst meinen Aufzeichnungen erst den doch durchaus nötigen Schliff. Damit du, liebe Zuhörerin, hoffentlich eine gute Zeit hattest, meinen Podcast zu hören. Danke für deine Aufmerksamkeit. Ich weiß mir das sehr zu schätzen. Wenn dir mein Podcast gefällt, dann freue ich mich, wenn du den Abo-Button klickst. Danke schon mal vorab dafür. Wie immer hoffe ich aber, dass ich dich auch heute mitnehmen konnte in meine Chianti Classico-Welt. Denn das ist meine Passion, mein Auftrag. So fühle ich es zumindest. Bis zum nächsten Mal hoffentlich. Ich freue mich schon auf dich. Ciao, a presto.
Chianti Wein, da war doch keine Nein, drum schenk ihm Lämmlein, der wird